I went through some of the numbers before the break, but Mayor Lori Lightfoot campaigned on a promise to implement a risk management system to rein in runaway settlements costing Chicago taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars, specifically or generally $250 million-plus in settlements the last 3 years, 18, 19, and 20. That's the most recent year's information is available. So the legal claims against the Chicago Police Department, they bleed the city, and if you're a taxpayer, you're paying for it. The problem is it's virtually impossible for the city to learn any lessons from these settlements. Let's welcome our Inspector General of the City of Chicago, used to work under Joe Ferguson. Now it's Deborah Wurtzberg, our Inspector General. Let's welcome the Inspector to WDLS. Madam Inspector, thanks for your time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why is it impossible for us to learn lessons here? Why do we continue to throw good money after bad?
Well, the finding in this analysis is that the city is not collecting information about lawsuits that are resulting in settlements and judgments against the city arising out of CPD's conduct. We're not collecting any of the sort of information which would allow us to learn from those claims. We don't have sufficient detail about the incidents at issue in those cases, and there is no good way to integrate information about those cases with CPD's own information systems. And so we're really leaving on the table opportunities to learn and to reform practices and policies of the department.
Exacerbating the problem, and this is from Fran Spielman's column in the Sun-Times, Proper Attribution, is the fact that our new chief risk officer didn't take control of this or even start looking at it until recently. So we're a little behind the curve on exactly what the policy should be.
Well, the city's risk management operation is certainly a component here of what should be working to address this problem. The city had its first chief risk officer who then resigned from the position. The position was vacant on a permanent basis for a long time, and it has only just recently been refilled on a permanent basis.
What specific information does the city need to collect?
We looked at a number of different categories of information, and much of this is very basic. We're talking about the kinds of things like the correct names and star numbers of involved CPD members, the date of incident, the district where an incident occurred, what watch an involved officer might have been on, the sort of information which might allow meaningful analysis about trends and, you know, specific areas of concern and that sort of thing.
Is the union pushing back on the collection of that information?
That's a good question. Not one that we looked at here. I don't see an obvious implication with the collective bargaining agreements here, because this is information about lawsuits filed in court. These aren't union related proceedings.
I mentioned the payouts over those 3 years, 18, 19, and 20, $250 million over those 3 years. Is this comparable to other cities of our size?
This is just to clarify, this is from 17 to 20, the numbers we look at in the report.
Okay.
It's hard to compare because police departments themselves are different sizes. CPD is much larger than most other police departments. And so we didn't do a city-to-city comparison on the amount of claims. The city-to-city comparison, or the kind of best practices comparison we did, looked at the use of litigation data to inform risk management strategies. And that's where we found that Chicago is really not meeting industry best practices.
You know, I mentioned Alderman Spisato specifically, and I think Napolitano as well. They routinely, and I hope I'm correct on this, so this is just off the top of my head, I've had both of these aldermen on in the past who vote against the settlements, even though I understand the legal department why, in this most litigious society we live in, just want to clear it off. They don't want to go to court. They don't want to put it in a jury's hands because it'll be far worse. I get that strategy. I understand that. But they think they have to vote against this because we're just priming the pump for more, some frivolous lawsuits. Do you concur?
Well, without commenting on whether the lawsuits are frivolous or not, I think it would certainly be fair to say that many of these matters come for settlement and therefore for approval by the city council without clear enough information about them, without enough context, and without a clear path to learn anything from them. So we're paying, you know, these are very expensive opportunities that we're missing.
As Inspector General, have you sent any suggestions that are in Fran Spielman's column in the Sun-Times? Is the mayor aware of these now, and is she moving on them?
We made recommendations in this report. We made recommendations to the police department, the mayor's office, and the law department. And so they're certainly aware of those. They responded to our recommendations. We published their response along with the report. All three of those entities agreed with all of our recommendations. And so I'm hopeful that we'll see some progress here.
Boy, it's an extraordinary large amount of money, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Who do you like in the Bears-Giants game?
You know, I'm from New England, so I abstain.
Are you still crying over the fact that Tom Brady plays in Tampa? What's left of Tampa?
You know, I'm so busy being a Red Sox fan that I don't have too much time to worry about it.
Wow. When I was going to school in Boston, I got to see Carl Yastrzemski's last year.
That's a pretty good. That sounds pretty good.
It was pretty fun in those days out there at Fenway. Thanks, Inspector General. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks very much.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.